Are you hosting a game night? Maybe you want to. Maybe you've attended. My next guest with the rules, the primer is out. How to host a game night, literally. What to serve, who to invite, how to play, strategies for the perfect game night. Let's talk to you, Eric Arneson, a published board game connoisseur with your new book out and about. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
Right. What's your favorite game?
I'm going to go with Ticket to Ride. You build train routes on a map all across America and collect sets of cards to do it. It's a great game for people of all ages, really.
Right. All right. Well, we are in unique times now. So I guess in general, what's a game night?
It's any time people get together and play board games or card games. It can be around a table or in times like this, it's happening more and more virtually. People are using Zoom and websites like Board Game Arena to gather online with their friends and have a game night.
And obviously one plays the game of choice, most likely set by the host and more. So what is a must if I want to host a game night? Let's start with the big picture.
Well, it's important to have everybody on the same page when it comes to what kind of game you're going to play. If a lot of people show up expecting to play a fun party game where there's going to be a lot of laughter and the host puts out a two-hour strategy game, it's not going to be a successful game night. So everybody being on the same page is really a key. And number two, I'd say that somebody, probably the host, needs to know the rules. You don't want to be reading from the rule book when you start your game night. Nothing is duller and more deadly to game night than reading from the rule book.
Sorry, let me just throw out a couple of basics. First of all, the basic of where we are in life. So let's go right into how a virtual game night happens.
Sure. You can use any of the video conferencing systems, Zoom, Google Meet, that sort of thing. Pick a simple game. That's one of the keys. You don't want a game that's very complex. And what typically you'll do is the host will set up their Zoom system so that everybody can see the game board or the cards or whatever components that game has, and they'll keep that camera steady and everybody can watch that and play off of that. If the players have their own copies of the game, that can be helpful, but really you can work just about any game into a Zoom game night.
How do you share directions of how to play?
Sure. Well, at the beginning, that part would just be like a regular game night. You explain the rules as you go. And if you have a game, for example, if you have a game like Ticket to Ride, one person would set up the board and put out the pieces and would have to be in charge of distributing the cards and all of that sort of thing. So it's not as smooth as a traditional game night in many cases, but it can work and it can be a lot of fun. And as I said, if you stick to simpler games, sometimes cooperative games like Forbidden Island work really well because all the information is shared. There's no hidden information. So the choice of game on a virtual game night is key.
Nice. From party games to legacy games, setting up, hosting a crowd. Speaking with tabletop game expert Eric Arneson to share strategies to host an epic game night. The book is out, How to Host a Game Night. What about, how can I make game night a date night?
Oh, absolutely. I love game night as a date night. You learn so much about people playing games. If you're playing a competitive game, you learn how competitive they are. You learn how they handle winning and how they handle losing. Do they congratulate you when you make a good play, or do they get angry and stew about it? And I particularly love cooperative games. There's a series of games called Exit, and they sort of recreate the escape room experience in tabletop games. And when you're able to work together with somebody on a game night, I think that's when you learn the most about them. Are they going to boss you around and tell you what to do? Are they going to work collaboratively with you and encourage you, that sort of thing? So, game night is a wonderful way to learn about your romantic partner.
Nice. And how do I teach kids complex strategy games? Is this part of the bottom line, get the kids smarter?
Absolutely. You work your way up. There are a lot of games designed specifically for children, but these are not games like Candyland and Chutes and Ladders that sometimes leave parents pulling their hair out. There's one called Ticket to Ride, My First Journey. So it takes the basics of a good, solid adult strategy game like Ticket to Ride, but it really works it in a way that kids can understand it. They can start learning strategies. They learn how to take their turns, that sort of thing. And again, cooperative games are fantastic for kids because everybody's working together. So there's no winner and there's no loser. You're all on the same team. And for children particularly who have who have some lessons to learn when it comes to being a good loser, cooperative games can be absolutely terrific.
Wonderful. What else would you like to share when it comes to, where to begin on hosting a game night, Eric?
Well, I think that the real key is to just do it. In times like we're living in right now, it's obviously going to be a smaller game night. And those are some of my favorites. If you just get 2, 3, 4 people together, you can have a wonderful time. There are so many good games out today. Whatever theme you're into, whether you like the fashion industry, whether you like trains, anything you like, there's going to be a game you can find because so many are being published today. And just get your friends together, learn the rules in advance, and have a great time.
Wonderful. How to host a game night. Eric, how do we find out more information?
My website is ericarneson.com. The book is How to Host a Game Night, and it's available anywhere books are sold.
That's where we are. Thanks, Eric, with a K. Appreciate you on the topic of your latest, Eric Arneson, How to Host a Game Night. Take care now.